view from Earth unit assessment. Number one, rank the Sun, Moon, and Earth from largest to smallest. Just make sure you're starting with the largest one for A, B, C, and D. Number two, which position marked with an X in the diagram below represents a location that is experiencing night? Just circle the box that has the right one. Number three, during a full moon, the moon is visible in the sky all night. What pattern of movement does the moon appear to have during the full moon nights in Michigan? A, the full moon appears to move from north to south. B, the full moon appears to move from east to west. C, the full moon appears to move from west to the southeast. Or D, the full moon does not have a pattern of movement in Michigan. Number four, in Michigan, the sun appears to move across the sky. What is the direction of the motion of the sun across the sky? A, the sun appears to move from north to south. B, the sun appears to move from west to southwest. C, the sun appears to move from east to west. Or D, the sun remains in the southern skies in Michigan. Number five, the sun appears to move across the sky because of A, rotation of the Earth, B, orbit of the Earth around the sun, C, orbit of the moon around the Earth, or D, orbit of the sun around the Earth. Number six, if you wanted to learn more about the seasons in Michigan and why they occur, what topic would be a good place to start in your research? A, the moon and its phases. B, the moon and how it affects the ocean's tides. C, cloud cover and cloud formation. Or D, the Earth and its orbit around the sun. Number seven, after the Earth completes one full rotation, or one spin on its axis, how much time has passed? A, 24 hours. B, 7 days. C, one full month. Or D, one full year. Number eight, which of the following statements below explains why a year on Earth is about 365 days? A, the Earth orbits the Sun. B, the Earth spins on its axis. C, the Moon orbits the Earth. Or D, the Sun orbits Earth. Number nine, Mr. Taylor's class was comparing the size of the Sun, Moon, and Earth. They read that the diameter of the sun was 865,000 miles, and the diameter of the moon is 2,160 miles. During their sun and moon observations, the students observed that the sun and full moon appeared to be about the same size. Choose the best explanation for the difference in their information. A, the sun appears to travel around the Earth, making it appear smaller in size. B, the sun is farther away from the Earth than the moon, making it appear smaller. C, the full moon reflects the light from the sun, making it appear larger in size. Or D, the sun appears during the daylight hours, and the moon appears in the nighttime. Number 10. The planets in our solar system, including Earth, are often referred to as satellites of the sun because they move around the sun. Which of the following is a satellite of Earth? A, Mars. B, the Moon. C, Halley's Comet. Or D, the Milky Way. Number 11, choose the best explanation for the different shapes of the Moon. A, clouds cover part of the Moon. B, only part of the Moon gives off light at different times of the month. C, the Earth casts a shadow on the Moon, causing a dark side and a light side. Or D, the entire lit side of the Moon does not always face the Earth. Number 12. 12 through 14 is a three-part question here, so make sure you're answering all three. The Earth and Sun are different from each other in many ways. They also have some similarities. Describe two ways that the Earth is different from the Sun and one way that the Earth is similar to the Sun. So make sure you're writing down three things in those blanks. Number 15 and 16, this is a two-pointer. I want you to draw and label a diagram that shows how the Earth moves to give us day and night. So this one's showing day and night. Now write a caption down there below that explains how we get day and night on Earth. Number 17 and 18 is another two-pointer. It says, if you are 5 years old, how many times has the Earth orbited around the Sun during your lifetime? So give me a number for that one. But then the part that I've boxed there says, how do you know that? So not only do you need to write down the number, you need to tell me how you know that you're right. All right, last question, 19 and 20 here, another two-pointer. It says, look at the drawing of the shapes in the moon. Write how the shapes of the moon follow a predictable cycle. So explain why the moon appears to look different in the sky throughout the course of its phases. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. Good luck. Do your best.